Monash University studies confirmed just how close cars get to riders and found an alarming number of vehicles zip by within 60 centimetres. Dr. Ben Beck, Deputy Head of Pre-Hospital Emergency and Trauma Research at Monash University. Doctor, we thank you for your time. Are you seeing more cyclists in the emergency department?
Yeah, we've actually seen a more than doubling in the number of seriously injured cyclists in Victoria over the last 10 years. So certainly we've got a big injury problem on our hands at the moment.
Is the injury caused by cars driving too close to cyclists or parked cars opening their doors and dooring cyclists?
It's more commonly interactions with motor vehicles, so moving motor vehicles rather than opening car doors. Now, that's not to say that opening car doors aren't a problem, but more of the more serious crashes occur when a motor vehicle, a moving motor vehicle, strikes a cyclist.
Yeah, it's alarming. I've taken the view. I mean, every city in the world wants to be Copenhagen, but my view is Melbourne's just too dangerous to ride a bike in.
I think we need to be doing everything that we can to be protecting all of our road users. And what our study really demonstrates is a lot of what we're doing at the moment isn't working, and that's really around these on-road bicycle lanes. They're not the optimal solution for keeping our cyclists safe. And so what we know is that separated and protected infrastructure works. It's super effective in terms of being able to reduce crashes. And I think we all know that our roads are getting more and more choked, and we need to be smarter about the way in which we use public space for travel. And so the answer must include more public and active transport options. And while the government's investing, I think, $38 billion in city-shaping transport projects at the moment, less than $100 million, or 0.3%, is allocated to the combined Safer Cyclist and Pedestrian Fund. And this is simply not acceptable.
Because when you talk about Copenhagen, we were there last year for a broadcast, they don't have bike lanes on roads. They have dedicated bike paths.
That's exactly right. And we know that they are the most effective way of reducing risk. And what we've been able to demonstrate in this study is that the on-road bicycle lanes, on average, had passing events that were 40 centimetres closer, and that was in the presence of parked cars. So these kinds of infrastructure where we've got simply a stripe of white paint, it's not good enough.
Do you have any statistics to indicate whether or not the introduction of compulsory helmets has improved the situation as far as injuries are concerned?
There is some evidence that exists about the effectiveness of helmets. Clearly, there's a lot of evidence that supports the fact that they reduce head injuries. The impact that it's had on participation in cycling is not all that clear. But at the moment, that shouldn't be the discussion that we're having. The discussion needs to be around infrastructure and everything that we can be doing to try and protect our cyclists and try and remove the opportunity for interactions with motor vehicles.
Quick question, unrelated, but just because we're inquisitive folk, Doctor, while we got you, any other trends in the emergency department?
Look, I think the cyclist is certainly our big concern. We're certainly seeing increases in other types of injuries, particularly low falls in the elderly. But in terms of what's going on our roads, cycling-related injuries are our biggest problem, and that's it's certainly in terms of increases over time. And that's really one of our key areas of interest at the moment.
Good on you. Well said. Dr. Ben Beck, Deputy Head of Pre-Hospital Emergency and Trauma Research at Monash University. We'd like to ask cyclists at some stage how they react to me saying, I just don't think it's safe to ride a bike in Melbourne, as to whether there are people who stop riding a bike on that basis or people who say that you're an idiot.